Authorities in Canada have made another arrest in an alleged plot to bomb a U.S. embassy overseas. The suspect's name is Adel Tabichi. He's accused of conspiring with several other men to arrange a suicide attack on the U.S. embassy in Paris. NPR's Steve Inskeep covers national security issues, and he joins us for an update on developments this weekend. Steve, what was this embassy bombing plot all about?
This is a plot that was uncovered in the days just after the September 11th attacks in the United States. There are a couple of men who are in custody in the Netherlands who are accused of conspiring with a third man who was going to make himself a suicide bomber, at least according to prosecutors in the Netherlands. And now a fourth person is in custody in Montreal, and it is said that his job, his portion of this plot, was fake documents, coming up with passports and other information, other papers that the other conspirators could use.
All right. If this was a plot that was supposed to take place in Europe, what was this suspect doing in Canada?
Well, we have to be careful there because we don't have a lot of information yet about Mr. Tabichi, but we can talk in general terms about a really interesting connection, both in terms of immigration and in terms of investigations of terrorism. Algeria, France, and Canada have been connected by the French language and now by this problem of terrorist attacks. There have been terrible problems. There was in the 1990s a civil war in Algeria that's caused a mass exodus from that country. Many of the people have gone from there to France and from France to Canada or directly to Montreal, to Quebec. This is the same community in Montreal where authorities allege that Ahmed Rassam spent a lot of time before plotting to bomb the United States in what was called the Millennium Bombing Plot of 1999. He later confessed to planning to take a bomb to Los Angeles International Airport. And so you have this connection between these three countries because of this trouble in Algeria, because of where the people have gone. You have large immigrant communities in which it is alleged by authorities terrorists have been able to hide. And so once again, you have a view of that possible connection.
Steve, this week the FBI released an advisory saying terrorists could possibly try to explode fuel trucks outside Jewish synagogues or outside Jewish schools. Where does the FBI get this information?
It appears to come from several different sources, Corva. There's no one solid source, and authorities are insisting there is no one solid plot. It's not like they have definite information that there was somebody absolutely making such a plan. But authorities do know that in April in Tunisia, a man who is alleged by some investigators to have Al-Qaeda connections killed himself and blew up a fuel truck outside a historic synagogue. 18 people died, many of them German tourists. In the months since then, investigators have asked questions in interviews with Al-Qaeda prisoners in United States custody, and they believe that they have picked up some indications that there may be other such plans elsewhere in the world. And so they put out this very general advisory, not to the broader public, although, of course, we're hearing about it, but an advisory to police across the country, advising people to simply go to Jewish community leaders, since synagogues or Jewish schools might have been among the targets, go to trucking operators and also the operators of fuel depots, since it was speculated that a fuel storage depot might be one of the targets here as well. Simply go to them and talk to them, see if they'd seen anything suspicious, and advise them to look for anything suspicious.
All right, let me ask about another precautionary move. Immigration officials say they've arrested a little more than 700 foreigners who are accused of overstaying their visas in the United States. And what does this have to do with the war on terrorism?
Depends on who you ask, Corva. Immigration officials are saying that they simply have people who have violated the law. They had a list of about 1,000 people who were arrested once before for overstaying their visas, who were released and told to get out of the United States and who allegedly did not. And now more than 700 of them over the last several months have been picked up again. Now, some federal investigators have suggested that this may be part of the war on terrorism in a sense, that it could entirely be possible that some of these 700 people may have some kind of information relating to some kind of terrorist act. But at the same time, advocates for immigrants are arguing that this is just grandstanding, an opportunity for the federal government to look like they're doing something when they don't really have any specific leads to follow.
NPR's Steve Inskeep. Thanks very much, Steve.
You're welcome, Corv.